Parak Chas, Mishneh Gimel. We open up with a brief introduction. Peros Tevel, one who has fruit in their tevel, Shebedas Ba'aleim Halichim L'Bayas. The Baal Bayas has in mind that he wants to bring them now from the field into his home. Af Alpi Shenigma Kvar Malachtam, even though the Gemar Malacha is done already, meaning it's a completed product, nevertheless, Mutu Le'achol Mehem, one is permitted to eat from them, what's called an Achilas Arai, a temporary eating, until you bring it into the house. However, once they go from the field to the house, now nikvu haperos lemaisus, the fruit are now koveya, they are set for maisus, and it's forbidden for one to eat from them until he takes off his trumas and his maisus. So we're giving you a special window over here, while the fruit are still in the field, up until they go into the home, that technically you could eat from it even before you take off the trumas and the maisus. However, once you bring it into the home, now they're koveya, they are set to take off trumas and maisus, and it's forbidden to eat from it. Vilo rak habayas koveya lemaisus, not just your home is koveya for maisus, elagam hachatzah, your courtyard is koveya for maisus, meaning you bring it in from the sadeh, from the field, omenagina, from the garden, into your chatzah, into your courtyard. Now, also la'achol mehem is forbidden for one to eat from them, even in achilas arai, this temporary eating, until he takes off his maisus. Kein gam ha-shabbos, do shabbos as well, is koveya for maisus. Shem Knisas HaShabbos, once Shabbos sets in, one's fruit are obligated in Maisus, and one can no longer eat from it unless it takes off the Trumas and Maisus. So on Shabbos, you cannot eat Tevel, even if it's an Achilas Arai. So Mishnah is going to discuss now in a scenario where one was eating his fruit in Achilas Arai in a mutter fashion, a permitted fashion, Michutz L'Chatzer, outside his courtyard, or before Shabbos sets in, and then while he's eating it, he enters his courtyard, or he enters his home, or Shabbos sets in, now what does he do? It says the Mishnah, Ya'aychal Be'eshkol, one who's eating a cluster of grapes, he's eating it as an Achilas Arai, this temporary eating, begin in his garden, before he takes off the Maisvis, V'nichnas Min Hagina L'Chatzer, he now enters from the garden into the courtyard. Ya'aychal V'haylech, he's eating as he's going, until he enters the courtyard. We know that a chutzar requires koveya for maisris. So afilu achilas arai, even a temporary eating, is not forbidden until he takes off the maisris. Says Rabbi Yezer, unmer yigmar. Yigmar, what you do is you could complete your eating, meaning yetzi chutz l'chutzar, leave the courtyard, finish your eating, and that's okay, because since you began in a permitted fashion, you're able to leave the courtyard and finish what you were eating. However, in the actual chutzar, in the courtyard, it's us, it's forbidden to complete what you're eating, because even according to Rabbi Yezer, a chatzar is koveya for maisus. Rabbi Yeshua Amar lo yigmar, do not complete what you were eating. Because once you entered into the chatzar, asur lo ligmar, is forbidden to complete, afilu, even if you walk outside the chatzar, until you take off your maisus. Because once you walked inside, it's now koveya for maisus, and there's no way out now. If you want to eat from it, you got to take off the maisus. Another case, chashka lele Shabbos. One who is eating on Erev Shabbos, and achilas arai, and then Shabbos sets in. Before he had a chance to take off the maisus, Rabbi Yezer Omer Yigmar, one can complete his eating when? After Shabbos. He's got to wait for Shabbos to pass. However, on Shabbos itself, even Rabbi Yezer again will agree, that's forbidden to complete what you're eating. Similar to the case that we mentioned earlier. If Yeshua Omer Lo Yigmar, you cannot complete what you're eating even after Shabbos until you take off your maisus. All right. Moving right along to Mishnah Dalet. Another brief introduction. And that is during the times of the Mishnah and the times of the Talmud, so there were these nechashim, these snakes, nechashim rabbin, there were many snakes, from the Mekomos Yishoveim, in their settling places, where they were encamped, where they were living, there were a lot of snakes. And therefore, if one had left out a liquid, a mashkim megulam, some kind of drink that one left out, hayuchoshim, we were concerned if it was left uncovered that maybe a nachash, maybe a snake went, drank from the liquid, vehikel behem aris, left his poison inside. A cup of water, we'll see different cases. So they were concerned the snake left his poison in the cup, and now if one who drinks from it, it's sakanas nefesh, it could kill him. So therefore, mikan asu chacham, the chacham made gzeira, leishtamish b'mashkim megulam. One cannot use mashkim megulam, liquid that has been left out uncovered. Mishum sakanas nefashis, because it's very, very dangerous. One can die. Mishasinu balalam, Mishum is going to teach us now, but mashkim, what happens if the liquid is a liquid of truma? Sha'af api, even though it's forbidden for one to be ma'abed truma, you cannot waste truma. Truma is holy, you got to eat the whole thing. Nevertheless, if the liquid of truma was left in megula, was left revealed, so then, tzarech l'shavchem, you have to spill it out, because a person's life comes before being ma'abed truma. Says the Mishnah, yayin shel truma shenizgala, one who has wine of truma that was left uncovered, Shemichusa, it was covered with a skull, and then it got uncovered. So now it's left uncovered. Yishafeich, one has to spill it out. Vein choishim, we're not concerned. Ah, you're making a hafsit to truma. You're causing a loss to truma. Levisha azalish dust, it's forbidden to eat it, to drink it. If you aflish damish by it, even to use it for any kind of need, it's forbidden because it's the kanis nefashis. Shemeshasa nachash min yayin, unless the snake drank from the wine and left his poison inside. Vein tzarech lemesh al chulin, and all the more so if it's wine of chulin, of non sacred truma, so then obviously it's regular chulin. If it was left out, uncovered, one has to spill it out. Now, here are the three liquids that are forbidden because of this concept of giloy: hamayim, water, the hayayin, and wine, the chalav, and the milk. And v'yeshmo, even some add gam devash v'tzir, some add honey to the list, as well as tzir. Tzir is like fish brine. Ushar kalamashka, but all other liquids are mutarin, are permitted, because she'ein anachash shosam, the snake will not drink from them, therefore we're not concerned he left his poison inside. Kama yishu. Now, kama zman yishu, how long is the period that if one leaves a liquid out, the liquids that we mentioned, uncovered, v'yiyu, and it's forbidden because we're concerned that the snake put his poison into the liquid. It says, the Mishnah, kedei sheyotza harachash, in order for a rachash is a sheretz, a creepy crawling insect. Nachash. Basically, it's a snake. V'yimakam karovet v'yishda. It's enough time for a snake to move from a close by place and drink from it. So what does this mean? The Gemara explains, Pirshu kedesh yetzu mitachas ozen hakli, v'yishtev yachzer v'chayrei. Enough time for the snake to go, leave from the ear of the kli. So it's like hiding right behind the utensil, drink from it, and then go back to its hole. So a very, very short time. If that time passes, then that's going to be the halacha of mashkim megulim, uncovered liquids that one would be forbidden to drink from it.